Let me just give you an example. It's like you call your higher source and you say, hey, how you doing today? They say, great, how are you? Good, all right. So I would like to have an extra $5,000 in my bank account this week. Okay, we got that. All right, thank you. Greetings, beautiful ones. Welcome back. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're new here, my name is Fran. I am the Miracle Manifester. I am a prosperity and manifestation and mindset coach whose purpose is to help you live your best and grandest life simply and easily. If that resonates with you and you're new around here, make sure you subscribe and like the channel. Leave me a comment. Let me know where you're from so I can shout you out. And welcome. Welcome to Fran's fam. All right, y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. I'm so thankful and grateful. I have got a really good teaching for you today. So lately, I have been really thinking about all this stuff that we're hearing about the economy and how there's no money and all these negative things that are being said in the world right now. And, you know, what I realize is one of the reasons I do not watch TV, I told you I don't watch TV, right? But one of the things that I realize is that what you focus on manifest in your life. And we talk about that all the time. If you are focusing on the lack of something, then that lack is going to show up. And that's one of the reasons why I don't have these conversations about what's not happening or what bad is going to happen. I don't engage in that kind of conversation or that kind of talk. And you should not either. Just telling you. But I was thinking about that because I was overhearing a conversation that a group of ladies were having in a coffee shop. I happened to be in the coffee shop and I was writing and I heard this conversation and they were talking about that and how they were scrambled, right? And I thought that, you know, at first I was kind of like, well, wow, ooh, right? Like I was like, what if that really happens? Like what if something like that really happens and the physical resources that we see are not available to us. What would I do? And you know what I thought about? I thought about the fact that I don't depend on persons, places, or things for my financial abundance. I don't look to my clients. I don't look to my business. I don't look to the physical things for my abundance. I know who my source of abundance is. And I know that manifesting that abundance simply means asking, making the demand for the abundance. Simply saying, this is what I desire to have. This is what I desire to have in my business this week. This is the client base I'd like to have and serve this week. And this is the amount that I would like to earn, make, manifest, create. Right? Now, I know somebody's going to say, but what if you don't have a business? Well, I have people that I have mentored that make money with no money, that don't have a job even. Right? Because they're not depending on that job to be their source. When you are manifesting, you have to remember that nothing starts down here. Nothing starts in this physical reality. It all starts in the spiritual realm first. Your thoughts, the words, the projecting, the demand, it starts from the universal substance of flow. It does not start down here in the physical sense. You're not making a demand for abundance to anything down here. You can't go to your business and say, business, make me some money. You can't go to your friend and say, friend, give me some money. Maybe you can, but you know, they're going to get tired of that. You have to come into alignment with who the divine source of abundance is. Your higher source, God, your higher power. You're interconnecting to the energy of the universe is what attracts and manifests things to you. And that starts in the spiritual realm first. Really, no matter what you read, no matter what you hear, the law of attraction, think and grow rich, spiritual economics, feel free to prosper, all of those things are texts that tell you that you've got to go to the source first. Your business, your job, these things down here, these are just the vehicles. And what happened is that they become the conduits for your good, right? So let me just give you an example. It's like you call your higher source and you say, hey, how you doing today? They say, I'm great. How are you? Good. All right. So I would like to have an extra $5,000 in my bank account this week. Okay, we got that. All right, thank you. You go on about your business. That's how the call should go. This is how some of the calls go. Hello, hi, how are you? Good. All right, I'd like to have an extra $5,000 this week. Okay, great, we are on it. Okay, so how are you gonna do that? How's that gonna come? How are you gonna send that money? Who's gonna bring it to me? What do I need to do to help you with that? Blah, 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 until they just finally hang up. They're like, we ain't talking to you. You're asking too many questions. Your job is not to figure out how, when, who, what. Your job is to pay attention to the inspired actions that you're given after you make a demand. So what happens is that your higher source, your higher self, contacts you and says, hey, create this. Hey, do this. Hey, you should apply for this. Hey, you should make this call. Hey, you should go this. You should. It starts to give you pings on things to do to create the extra abundance in your life, right? And then sometimes you go to the mailbox and there's a check in there. Sometimes you get on the website of your bank and you look and there's an extra $2,000 there that you know wasn't there earlier because you've been checking your bank account because you didn't have no money. Right? Once you really lock and load, you gotta lock and load this. You have to know that you know that you know and let nothing and no one change your perception about the fact that you deserve this and it is yours for the asking. And the thing about manifesting money is that a lot of people talk about manifesting in general because they feel it's easier, right? Of course it's easy for me to manifest a free something or manifest this and that because I have no real emotional attachment to it. But when you come to talk about money, there's an attachment because it is something that we symbolize with all of these physical things, right? But what you have to understand is the only attachment that you have to money is knowing that you have to ask for it, believing that you're worthy of it, having faith that it's going to come, and being available for the information that you receive when you need to do some assisting. Right? It's such a simple concept, but I think that what it is that sometimes our minds are so conditioned to the struggle. Our mind is so conditioned to the lack that when we start to put these good thoughts in our mind, it says, No, who are you talking to? The conscious man says, The subconscious mind is going to believe anything you tell it. Your intention and you put it in and the subconscious mind is like, okay, how are we going to do that? Your conscious mind is the one that's like, wait a minute, girl, that ain't happening. But you have to keep going until you have a mindset shift that says, I can have it. I am going to have it. It is mine right now. I can, I will, I shall, and I do. Those should be your words. I can, I will, I shall, and I do. Repeat it to yourself over and over until you believe it. You have a divine inheritance and a direct pipeline to overflow in your life. A divine pipeline. pipeline to overflow. Isn't that amazing? That you can just tap into it, make the phone call, and the next thing you know, it's there. When you release the resistance and you allow the move of the universe to have its way in your life, you will be amazed at what will happen and how the energy of money will start to find you. All right, loves. Thank you. And I will talk to you real soon. Bye for now.